Well, good evening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Inside Hour.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Hi.
Well, we come to you. It is, I guess, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight. Hey, happy to a new day, everybody on the East Coast. And here in beautiful Hawaii, it's 6 p.m. So it's a new evening for us, and we're thankful to be alive. Life is so awesome. In fact, it's such an amazing opportunity when you realize how it's all really put together. And I think what we're going to do tonight is, of course, introduce our sponsors, but go into a little bit more about how we can celebrate our own co-creatorship, our health, our happiness, what life is really all about, and really what the Healing Celebration's 5 steps to miraculous healings is all about as well.
Exactly. And, thank you so much for all your support out there, your continuous support. We want to thank our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, for your awesome products to keep people healthy throughout the entire year. And also, if you're not a partner with us, you can sign up to do that at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. You get discounted products, and you also can get commissions from turning other people on to these amazing products that help us in all of our efforts to bring you the best of the best news and the worst of the worst news. And if you are a musician, we recommend that you sign up today at 528records.com. You get 60% royalties for anyone who pays to donate for your original music. And if you're not a musician, you can always upload your record collection to the 528 radio site, and it automatically, all the music will be transposed into the 528 frequency, and you'll get the file sent back to you automatically remastered. And it's an awesome opportunity for you to get your music heard, and also for people to actually have your music heal them with 528, the love frequency. And it's awesome. If you haven't listened to 528radio.com, that's 24-hour listening, completely free. We appreciate any donations that come in to keep our servers going. But if you haven't experienced 528radio.com, it's awesome. It has some of your favorite tunes of all time that have been transposed into 528 frequency. Now, with 528, you won't necessarily hear a difference, but you will feel a difference. You can totally feel it. The music just feels so heart-centered and makes you really realize that music can be heard in a beautiful way. Even some music that, you know, you wouldn't think of, like hard rock and roll, can be heard. It's just the frequency that it's heard, it's played in. It's originally tuned in to 440 hertz that actually makes it so dissonant. So being tuned into 528, which would make it 444 hertz. That's the way to go, and that would put you right there in that awesome, really great, peaceful, loving, healing frequency.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, and really that's the essence of what tonight's program is about. We had a discussion a couple weeks ago with a wonderful healer, a sound toning healer that had integrated the 528 frequency into her practices. And we had
Debbie Walker.
Yeah, Debbie Walker was fantastic. And so if you haven't checked out Debbie's fine work, please do that. We've just been thrilled to be at the forefront of advancing this incredible knowledge. And yes, we've been certainly attacked for doing it. You know, if the pharmaceutical industry has its turf and you realize how powerful they are, they're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars to simply advertise what it is that they think you should know, that is to pop magic pills to cure every ill and get injected, infected, and intoxicated by deadly vaccinations. You can certainly appreciate the fact that if somebody comes along with a very simple, no cost virtually, no risk at all, idea and concept that is really all around us, we see it everywhere. It's the 528 frequency of greenish yellow energy.
Well, I think it's also important to know about thing about the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of people don't know is they're the ones that are creating the drugs, and then they're creating the need. I mean, they're the ones that are creating the diseases and then the need to cure those diseases with the drugs. And so that's why we always call the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, was really the Center for Disease Creation, because they are creating that. So now here they are out there spending these billions of dollars, not only to sell you the drugs, but also create the diseases where you're going to be required in their hopes to take the drugs, to be dependent on the drugs, and then whatever side effects you get are going to need more drugs, and that's how you're going to survive on taking these drugs. So here we are, we're coming along with all these great remedies that really can help people clean themselves out. When we say don't get vaccinated, we really mean it, because you're putting the poisons into your body that can cause those diseases.
Well, to think about the fact that you've got intoxication and then become enslaved to the medical industry, the pharmaceutical cartel now controls you, controls the economy, it controls through the banking industry, which essentially is the same as the pharmaceutical or energy industry. They're one and the same in this globalization process. Ultimately, it's not freedom, it's slavery. And so this is really the most important subject matter, and there's no greater importance when you're dealing with healing and miraculous healing even, to shatter the paradigm that is to literally eliminate the enslavement and the intoxication and the pollution that has kept not just humanity enslaved, but virtually now all of creation on planet Earth is subject to this kind of abuse.
Well, you know, I get calls all the time from people, and they ask questions like, I have this, you know, ailment, or I have this disease, or I've taken a vaccination and I need to be cleansed of it. And what do you recommend? Well, Dr. Horowitz wrote an amazing book. It's called Healing Celebrations. And in that book, it gives you the five steps that you should take in order to really get your body back. It's not necessarily going to make you healthy, but it's really going to put you back in the place where a good diet then will help. Drinking really good water will help, but it'll put you in a place where you cleanse out all of the bad out of your system.
Well, there's a five step. In fact, I have to differ with you. It will make you healthier, because essentially you have to first understand, what are the five steps based on? There's five simple steps. Number one is detoxification, like you were just getting involved in. Step two is alkalinization. Step three is normalizing natural immunity.
But if somebody has, for instance, a hardcore disease, let's say they have cancer, and when they read the five steps, if they do, this is what I meant. Let me just clarify. I didn't mean that it's not going to make them healthier. I'm meaning maybe they may not rid themselves right away of the cancer, but it all automatically put them into a regiment where they can be on the road to recovery rather than taking chemotherapies and all of these horrible things that are just going to kill
absolutely.
Them. And that's what I meant. I'm not saying that it's not going to make them
healthier. And then on top of that, I mean, I'm actually convinced that where we are going as spirit-filled beings is into the place that in 1998, when I published the book Death in the Air, that was 2001. First was 98 was Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. In fact, that is the book where at the end of that book, exactly what I said, at the end of conceiving of the fact that you now had mad cow disease protein prions that were spreading not simply from meat or not simply from cannibals, but actually in grains. And all the vegans out there were no better off than the meat eaters. And I, at the end of that book, realizing that these protein prion crystals were in people's brains, and that they were virtual receivers of electromagnetic frequencies that literally could beam you into an Alzheimer's state of dementia. Thereby, the only protection I realized in 1998, now how many years ago? That's almost 15 years ago I wrote this, that your only protection is to go to God. You've got to have that Holy Spirit power be so full in your heart and in your whole being that you are literally capable of doing what Yeshua, what Jesus had been preaching. You have got to go into a place where literally this freedom exists. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, of fear, of pollution, of degradation, of intoxication, we shall fear no evil, because you're literally in sync with the most divine love, which is the universal healer. You've heard it said before, love is the universal healer. And so I believe miracles are possible. I witness it every single day. The other day, for example, I was on the computer for a long time. my eyes, for the last several years, I have been, actually it's about 9 years now, my eyes in the, while I was in the 50s, started to go on me. And I refused to wear glasses. I mean, you know, you could say I'm dumb or I'm this or I'm that, but I literally gave it to God. I said, God, I want to see your world. I want to see it exactly the way it is, the way you created it. And I want you to heal my eyes. And I've held to that. And incredibly, my eyes over the years have improved from the condition that I suffered from. The other day I was on the computer. I mean, it was like many days. In fact, I pulled some all-nighters because we had some legal filings I needed to get in. My eyes, I couldn't see. I was blurry. And I prayed. And I said, Creator, this is not of you. I said, please restore my eyes. And I went down to the ocean. And I went into the water and I opened my eyes and I came out and my eyesight had miraculously, dramatically improved to the point where I could see again, pretty much like normal. Now that is just one tiny little example of what I'm talking about. I believe if you have the faith that Jesus talked about, as little as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. I believe if you have and hold firmly to that faith and you use your power of prayer to manifest that which is the truth. The truth is you're a perfectly created, whole, complete, capable, and worthy human being of manifesting miracles. And so if you hold to that truth and you have faith in that truth, then there's nothing going to stop you from manifesting exactly what the Creator has intended us. To be in the image of the Creator doesn't mean you have to suffer from diseases. And those of us who do, it simply lacks, in my opinion, a spiritual depression, repression, and ultimately that spiritual repression means that the Holy Spirit is not moving to create. And this is, again, consistent with acupuncture, oriental medicine. It's all about the energy. And the best energy is love. It's the healer, and that's 528 hertz frequency.
Well, don't you really also believe, and I know this is something you believe in, is that people, they're drinking water, not enough water, that their diets are really bad. It can contribute to whatever is ailing them. It can make things worse. It can add to things. It can cause really, really horrible health side effects just by not drinking the right water, just by not their eating habits, what they're eating, what they're putting in their body. I mean, if you look at some of these labels on the food, like for instance, canola oil, it's in everything. You know, you look at that, you go to the health food store and people don't realize it's genetically modified. They look at it and they say, oh, wow, okay, this has sea salt in it. But then they look and there's canola oil. Sea salt is great, but not mixed with canola oil. Canola
and, you
oil
know, I like some of the new labels too. They promote, advertise sea salt, but then you look at it, they've added a little bit of sea salt onto a lot of regular salt.
Exactly.
I mean, what a fraud that
is. And then
it's
putting
disgusting.
The organic with canola oil, just saying everything is organic, or and then you look at it and it's like, okay, how is that organic?
Yeah, so you have to be really leery. See, this thing about natural health has caught on so much, it's become an obvious market whereby the bad guys are infiltrating. And you're witnessing that, like we were saying, with in the health food stores, you're having mostly toxic ingredients.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, really bad toxic ingredients. People, and a lot of people have memberships to Costco. You can look at almost so many of their products. Very rarely do you find a product that has no canola oil and no regular salt. And the two of them combined, none of the two of them is very rare. If you can find one bag of chips with no canola oil in it, and no regular salt, that is a miracle.
Yeah, it's awesome miracle.
It is. I mean, and you do. You can once in a while.
I mean, yeah, you really have to look.
But
I mean,
you really have
most,
to look.
More time shopping, reading through the ingredients of the products
That's
these
the
days.
That's the problem, though. People don't look at
the
labels.
Sherry, let's go through these steps because I think it's important. Starting with, like you mentioned the other day, you get a lot of calls of people asking you, how do you detox? And like you've mentioned, the water is extremely important. Just to tell you folks, the bottom line is you should be drinking about half of your body weight converted to ounces in good, pure drinking water. And the best kind of water is spring water. And that has minerals in it. And if you're drinking distilled water, then you're actually – it's good for fasting and it's good for purifying, but it's not good for sustaining. You need to have the minerals. So steps – 1 through 3 deal with water, it deals with remineralization, and it deals with alkalinization. So step 1 is detox. I recommend a product called Zeolife, Z-O-L-I-F-E, and we're actually now coming out with a new product, aren't we?
Oh.
The Zeolove, right? It's basically wonderful. So at any rate, the combination of looking at water, good water, and good alkalinization of the water through good mineralization of the water, and then step 3 is this concept of boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. That is every way possible.
I want to just tell everybody, if you want to call in, we are open to phone calls. If you have a question about your health, please call in. I know you're here to take calls, and
sure.
I'm here to take calls. And Dr. Horowitz is a world of knowledge. So if any of you have anything out there you want to ask him, it's best time is right now. The number to call is 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 1-888-627-6008. And if you are not in the U.S., you can try calling at area code 530-327-7602. Again, that's 530-327-7602.
Well, good. Thank you. Yeah, sure. Call in, folks, and I'll be happy to, if I can, answer whatever you have on tap. The step 4 is oxygenation, which has a big impact on the alkalinization process. And there's a couple simple things that I think everybody should know. And again, it's paradigm shattering. Like the 528 frequency is paradigm shattering. It's not paradigm shifting. You know, I'm not interested in shifting from something that is totally intoxicating to something that is moderately intoxicating. I'm interested in totally altering the approach that we have that honors who we are as powerful spirit-filled beings that are capable of producing and manifesting miracles. That's the next step for humanity. And God willing, it's going to be manifesting, sooner than later. But the step 4, oxygenation, deals with everything concerning what happens to electrons. And step 5 of the Healing Celebrations Protocol also deals with electrons. It's the bioenergetics. It's the electrogenetics. It's how your DNA operates as an antenna to the Creator. And literally moment to moment, instantaneous moment, like this nano instant to nano instant, you are literally being recreated. So if you've got cancer, if you've got any dis-ease, dis-ease simply means that you're in dissonance to the frequency of resonance that is most easing. Instead of distressing, it's going back to peace, shalom, being in sync or synchronized with God's love, which essentially is abounding all around us. We see it in the botanical world. It is the reason grass is green, and it is the reason why that people who do wheatgrass juice fasts, they miraculously turn cancers around. It is the reason why cattle or dogs, when they get sick, or horses, they go and they munch on grass. And it is the most important element within the grass that contains the chlorophyll pigment that gives it its color. That greenish-yellow color is 528 frequency of light and sound. And that frequency of sound is medicinal. That's why the 528 radio network is advancing now. You can listen to medicinal music. It's meant to have you heal. It's meant to alleviate stress and make you more calm. It's meant to literally uplift your spirit. And so this is the concept that the five steps, every single one of the five steps, again, they are detox, deacidify or alkalinize is step 2, boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. That is every way possible. That's physically, including remineralization, mentally, emotionally, socially. Those relationships are really important. And then, of course, financially, environmentally. All of these factors deal with your immunity, because if you're not in harmony with all of those factors, then your immune system is taxed and you do not have the capacity any longer to fight off cancers and other infectious diseases or problems. So that's step number three. Step four is oxygenation, getting more oxygen into your body, regularly exercising aerobically. Well, hello. Welcome back to the Insight Hour. I apologize for that. We've got some technical bugs that are apparently in the system that we don't even know what's going on. So we dropped out and we're back. We're having a discussion about 528 and five steps for healing. And gee whiz, I don't even know where we dropped out.
Well, we were talking about how people can use the things like the tuning fork and
I don't know where the signal dropped out. Anyway, we have a caller. Let's get to the caller and find out what's up with the caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Eric from Toronto.
Hi, Eric. Welcome to
the How are you?
Good. Well, okay. It's a little challenging when you're in the middle of a presentation in a radio program and then suddenly, you know, you're told that you're off the air.
Well, yeah, I notified whoever answered and wanted to see if you guys were aware of it. So, glad that it resolved.
So much. When did it drop out?
You just finished talking about something to do with the the detox program that you were at step three, and then a bit of emphasis on that, and that was it for about 5 minutes.
Oh wow! Well, sorry about that. So, what's on your heart today?
I just think both of you are really heralding in a fantastic service with 528 and all that it is that you offer on that, including the products of Healthy World Store. The most difficult thing I would say for myself, and I'm sure others have had the same experience, is convincing others. And of the only way I know how to convince anybody of anything is to actually live that example and be that. And I believe it. I know it. But and through my own experience, which is the way to transmit that truth to other people. But when it comes to family and friends, those closest to you, I find it's incredibly challenging, to say the least, to get them on board with what it is you're talking about and the truth of 528 going right back from standard tuning at 440 from the Rockefeller Foundation in 38. And most people are just, their heads are so full of garbage because they go by seeing is believing, and of course what they see day in and day out is just that, garbage. And it's a definite time for a clearinghouse.
Yeah, Eric, yeah, you know, thanks so much for that, because we're sharing the same attitude that you just articulated, and the best thing that's happening is that we are coming together in an extended family. Like, you know, the way that you get it and the way that you just articulated it is absolutely certifying that you are our brother. And that, interestingly enough, even our blood kin are not really our brothers and sisters in this thing. And Sherry, you have Sherry's got some very interesting insights that she shares with me routinely about how even what's called the destiny cards fit in. I mean, you can't, it goes way beyond astrology. There are energies in we the people that make us ultimately who we are and define even potentially our destiny and our callings and our giftings. And, you know, it's like the black sheep that I am in my family, you know, it's kind of like, why? Why did that happen? And I think that there is certainly a correlation between what you're talking about here and the fact that there are some of us who just are singing and dancing to a different tune, and we can see the world in a better place than it currently is.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's an absolute requirement.
You know.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric?
That was the main part of it. It's just that friends and family, whether it comes to big pharma and their allegiance to it, and all manner of food products that are being continually poisoned, it's really is overwhelming at times when you and you can slip in to a helplessness of sorts that you know, if you're not prepared for it, can overtake you for long periods of time, actually. And that is trying to help someone help him or herself. And when you see your friends intoxicating themselves and your families being literally wiped off the face of the earth through dismemberment and barbaric treatments for all manner of illness, which has been really given birth to by all of the, as you like to say, Len, the industrial pharmaceutical intoxication, just the cartel. And I get stuck once in a while on that. It's really a difficult thing to know that it may be impossible to help bust that paradigm through others.
Eric, that's one of the biggest issues that we see come up with people is dealing with their family and their families. Not really into the natural healing thing. I mean, they'll take the stuff, they'll, you know, experiment with it, but when, they won't like give up their doctors. They'll never give up what their doctors say over that. And I mean, I've witnessed family members actually getting like healed from OxySilver or taking a tea that knocked out their kidney stone, so they have to get an operation. And I've seen like these miracle herbs really heal people in my family, but instead of them acknowledging that, they'll say things like, well, maybe, you know, I didn't really have the kidney stones, maybe the doctor just misdiagnosed it. No, what do you mean? Now you have an x-ray that says you don't have it, before you had them. What do you mean? Well, maybe the x-ray was wrong, rather than saying, well, maybe I was healed by a natural remedy. And so people will tend to go in another place rather than even accept it. It's like this denial that goes on because we've all had to deal with that all of our lives. And, you know, ancestral wise, we have family members that have always listened to their doctors. And now, you know, the whole new age of the natural remedies, I mean, it's been around for a while, but it's been becoming more and more popular. And, you know, I do believe that as time goes on, unfortunately, people are going to wake up the hard way. They're going to see, well, you know, my child got autism and it happened right after they got vaccinated. Or, you know, I have a tumor in my brain because I had the cell phone up to my ear for too long. You know, they're going to look at things that are going on with these industrialists and they're saying, well, wait, they're producing things that are making people sick. So what do we do to actually remedy that? What can we do? Because now I don't believe my doctors anymore, but it has to come to having a close one or themselves affected with an illness. And unfortunately, people can't keep it before they will take any natural remedy to cure themselves. Because once the doctor says, well, you have cancer, automatically then they get into panic mode. Oh, my God, I got to go get the chemo. And the chemo is what really kills them. And that's unfortunate. That's what happened to my father. He had lung cancer. He lived with it for a really long time, didn't even know he had it. Then he was diagnosed, went to a doctor, got diagnosed with cancer, and they said, oh, we have to have chemo. He took chemo one time and he died. So,
wow.
I mean, that's his killer. Chemo is really, really deadly. And unfortunately, that's
what they're
putting poison in you. And so, like the vaccinations, they're putting poison in you. Why people continuously take it? And it all has to do with the enticements of their marketing efforts. The big pharma has amazing enticements for people that are lower income. You go to the supermarket and you get $50 worth of group, get a flu shot. Well, why I mean, don't they even question, well, why are they giving me $50 worth of groceries for a flu shot? Well, guess what?
I think because it was $10, wasn't it?
Right. No, I've seen 50.
You really?
I've seen $50.
That's horrible.
And so they've, or $50 worth.
I heard there are a couple of cases of $25 there for the swine flu vaccine, the H1N1, at the time it was being administered.
Grocery.
Unbelievable. And people fall for these inducements, which are set to kill them.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's why they give it to
lining them up for lethal injections. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
They're paying them for their future illness because they're getting the shot, and if they don't die from it right away, whatever side effects they're going to get, like restless leg syndrome or whatever side effects, cancers, the drugs, they're going to be dependent on their drugs. So they're going to make the money back that way. So they don't, they're right away, they're paying the supermarkets up front. A lot of them own the supermarkets. So the big corporate supermarkets. So it's all a business. It's in the business of making people sick and poisoning them so that they'll be dependent on their drugs for survival.
You know, the
Most difficult for most people to see the small picture, let alone the big picture, this is all encompassing. And at every level, there's some type of weapon turned against them.
Yeah, this is
and
one.
They're inviting it. And that's the genius of the propaganda system, too, that they actually invite it and again and again and become enamored with their own slave owners.
If people realize, Eric, why is Oprah Winfrey the richest woman on the planet? Well, guess what? All of her sponsors are big pharmaceutical companies, and they go to her to promote all the everything, and they pay her. They pay her to keep her going. And that's why, you realize when you look at that, who is she? She's like the biggest media person out there. And who is she connected with all the pharmaceuticals? It's the same way with all of them. Rupert Murdoch, the same way, the guy that owns,
Exactly. And creating other nice entities and like the Wizard of Oz there, who is also out promoting every manner that can destroy you slowly so they can cash in as you decay. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable. But I know it might be strange to hear me laugh, but it's just so mind-boggling that nobody gets it.
Ironic.
It is almost laughable and how genius and yet how diabolical all of this is.
Yeah, that's very, very well said. Yes. You know, this is why I just have been putting all of my heart, soul, might, money, everything into the 528 Love Revolution and the radio programs. And, we're not where I want to be. It's frustrating as heck to have problems come up and not even have enough money to deal with those problems. But I really firmly believe that that's our only hope, is that humanity's hearts are going to open some miraculous way. And the only miraculous way that I can reasonably and logically conceive of based on the science is this whole concept of singing a different song in a different key. And that's what I believe is the fulfillment of the Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8 prophecies, that the key to the house of David is all about. And that key, like it says in the Bible, it opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. Those are spiritual.
Exactly.
And that's where I think this has to come. And we've got to get into sync with that and celebrate it and not be engaged in the gloom and doom. I mean, I'm, an expert at looking at things in not particularly a positive way because, look, I've been a whistleblower for all these years. I've looked at all the...
Yeah, well. You can't help but be affected by that which surrounds you and which you investigate and come into contact with every day. You wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't be human otherwise.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's perfectly understandable.
But I can tell you that just my own process right now sounds like where you're at. it sounds like we're at a junction where we have to make an intelligent choice. And the choice is that we can't kill ourselves dwelling on the negativity. And if we really want
to... Absolutely not.
Yeah, and you said it.
But as you had said many times before, that one must come to terms with the depths of the darkness before one can come into the light.
Yeah, that's right.
That's absolutely right.
And that, you know, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. It really is. It's so nice to have others, brothers and sisters out there who just really get it and can articulate it. And it gives us this just joyful feeling that we're not alone.
Right. We don't know who's listening out there. So we just kind of put an SOS out there and said, hello, is anybody listening? Call in.
Oh, wow. I've been listening for a year and a half or something of actually you and I, Sherry, have corresponded through email a few times sometime last year. And, you know, it's just, I think it's time that everybody could use a tune-up. And what you guys are promoting with 528 is definitely the... As already said, the key, you know, the key that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors no man can open. And those doors are always open to anyone with purity of heart and sanctity of soul. It's those doors are only closed but to one thing, and that's fear. So anyone carrying fear in his or her heart would never be able to enter the kingdom or the house of David. That's the way I see it.
Completely. And you said it so beautifully earlier that we've got to live it. We've got to actually demonstrate it. And we've got to show people by example of how it's done.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. So,
thank you guys so much. I don't want to take up all of your time. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you both, and I look forward to doing so again.
Wonderful.
Call us anytime. Anytime you want.
Glad to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, so Sherry, I mean, it's wonderful that we have, you know, a person like Eric and representing many people out there, I pray and I believe. You know, we do get a lot of nice emails from a lot of people who are so thankful for what we do. And really the best thing is to have people acknowledge the fact that miracles are happening, positive things are happening in their own lives. And we all get to this point where we get frustrated or depressed about the changes that are not happening as quickly or as positively as we'd like to see in our community. And so I think that that's a very important thing, that we maintain these connections and communications, social networking with people. That's, I know, what we had intended to have manifested through Healthy World Affiliates, to create this kind of a community that is sustained financially by delivering fantastic products to the planet. And that, you know, vision, that mission has been sidetracked a bit because of the hideous assaults that we've had targeted us with, you know, with by the COINTELPRO, et cetera. But again, this is part of a passage. We all go through some tough times. We go through the school of hard knocks, and we come out of it, God willing, in a better place. And again, what's beautiful, and Eric is a testimonial to this, is the fact that it's already happening. It's beyond us. It's out there. The information of salvation, literally, is already out there. It's growing, and it's going to continue to grow. I've never been wrong. I've only been 15 years ahead of my time. And I've started that way back, 1972, folks. If you can remember, that's a long time ago. I attended the first holistic health conference in the United States. It was in New York. And it was featured, I think it was I can't remember one of the gurus that was there. There was Simontins. There was a couple other very, very pioneering holistic health practitioners that were there. And I was just really young. and I was looking at these guys and gals out there on stage talking about a new paradigm for healing, and there was about maybe 60 people in the audience totally. Again, this was the first conference on holistic health. There was not any health food stores around, none. And here was New York City. You could imagine it was a national conference, well advertised, and very few people showed up. Well, here it is now, you know, 1978. I published my first book. Here it is 17 books later and decades later. And you have health food stores all around, albeit that they're controlled largely by the drug cartel, putting in things like you talked about, Sherry, the canola oils and the regular intoxicating salt. But, you know, I saw this and I started to promote it. And I was the first dentist, actually, that began to preach on self-care and how through good nutrition and good hygiene, you could virtually eliminate dentistry completely. And, you know, it's like I've seen it. I'm old enough to have seen what happens over time. And I can tell you that consistently, it's been 15 years before the things that I've really engaged have come to fruition. And that this, I think, with 528 Love Revolution and the book, The Real Da Vinci Code, Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, that I came out with in 2007, so here it is, you know, after 2007, we're looking at 5 years or so out from that. You got another 10 years, and it's going to be a common practice, I pray, that everybody's going to be tuning into Love and 528.
Yeah, 528 is just really, I mean, it's more people need to actually tune into it. And I think your book is awesome. The book of 528.
The book of 528. It is life-changing. It is wonderful.
And whoever hasn't read it yet, you can actually go to the book of 528.com and you can check out what it's about. And then it's also available in PDF download and also in hard copy on healthyworldstore.com. It's an awesome book and it really gives you a lot of insight into the background of Dr. Horowitz's work through the years, as well as what, you know, what he's doing now with 528 and really about bringing peace and love, the 528 Love Revolution, to the planet, which is really the only way we can look at things and say, you know, that's the best way. I mean, through the music, the universal communication of love is the only way we see that we can bring peace on earth, because there's so much going on. It's so horrible. And when you look at it, it's all the propaganda out there that's meant to pin people against each other. And people have no clue that it's done that way, that the media is a propaganda mill for the people that own them, Big Pharma and the bankers, which are all one. These are all one in the same. That's why we did the research with the Partnership for New York City, which put all the pieces together in how Big Pharma is connected to the bankers and how they're connected to the media.
And the politicians and the legislators. And now what we've been blessed with is this incredible series of litigations and having to deal with lawyers who are grossly corrupt, and the, you know, legal process, which is extremely like a good old boys network. They have their own language. They have their own rules. They have their own administrative requirements, civil procedures, all of these things that keep you and I as a normal citizen of the United States, for example, to be able to defend our constitutional rights, our civil rights, and our freedoms. And ultimately, that's what's, you know, been fantastic, actually, in our own lives, is having to, being forced to, compelled to defend ourselves, our right to life, liberty, pursuits of happiness, as well as continue in this whistleblowing genre of research and writing as journalists, that freedom of who we are has been attacked. And the greatest opportunity is that we've had to learn law, and that learning of the law is like learning of a whole aspect. Look at the United States government, the way that it's all set up. You have separation of religion and church and state. You know, religion has kind of got its own little, you know, sovereignty, and it's got its own rules. And then you've got the separation between the justice division and the Congress and the president, those are three different balances of power within the United States government. And then you've got the freedom of the press. You've got the court of public opinion. And that is so awesome to be able to realize what we've realized is that the general mainstream media has been completely manipulated just exactly by the same people and institutions that have monopolized and manipulated the judiciary as well as the legislative arm of government as well as controls the president of the United States. Well, they don't control Dr. Leonard Horowitz and they don't control Sherry Kane and they don't control Eric in Canada and they don't control every single one of you folks that are listening that has a heart for freedom and truth and justice and a better way of living for our children and our children's children. And that is the blessing that we've been through, is having to deal with these issues. And that's what we are. We're out there, you know, blazing new ground, and the new ground deals with litigation. It deals with a very interesting, although intense, study and research into law. And ultimately, the most beautiful realization is that to affect what it is that we want, peace on earth, we've got to model man's laws based on God's laws. We've got to understand that the most powerful, harmonic, peace and just frequency is 528. And that love energy has got to infuse itself into man's laws versus the way it is currently. You know, so this is the greatest opportunity, I think, on the planet right now. We're blazing the trail, and we are thankful for the humbling privilege and an opportunity that the Creator's given us, and you folks out there who've been praying for us and sustaining us through purchases on healthyworldstore.com and your support for 528 Radio Network. We greatly appreciate and love you so much for that sustaining power that you give us. It helps pay the bills, the legal expenses. I know over the last few days we've spent about $1,500 in mailing and photocopying costs alone. So we're doing our thing out here. We're operating on a prayer, and that prayer is powerful.
Yeah, prayer is definitely powerful, and a lot of people don't realize how powerful it is. I mean, it's awesome. And we every day we pray, and we do our baptisms as much as we can, which is going into the ocean. I mean, if you're near an ocean,
any water,
you know, a lake, an ocean. You know, yeah. Even the bathtub.
If you have to go to the bathtub, do it. You know, again, that reason for that is I've mentioned it many times on the Inside Hour, is that in the beginning there was the Creator and the water. They're one and the same. Water is part of the triune God. Before there was the Trinity in history, before there was the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you had the Father, the water, and the Holy Ghost. So the water is part of the triune God, and that's great news, because 80% of your body is God. That makes you extremely blessed and totally a vehicle of miraculous healing and consciousness that can be brought into manifesting whatever reality blesses you and those you love. So that's, you know, part of what we do in our ministry here on the Inside Hour is bring these wonderful truths to light. And again, you know, it's kind of like going like Daniel into the lion's den when we go into court. You know, yeah. You know, we have a lot of faith, and the darkness can't affect the light.
And if you're interested in reading any of the stuff that's happening with us, I mean, I just put some stuff up on my blog.
Yeah. Oh, we've got some great stuff happening. So I'm preparing a newsletter. Yeah. But it's going to take me a couple more days. But if you're not registered to receive our newsletter,
you can go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up for their newsletter. But you can read my blog, which it needs to be slightly edited, I think, but I haven't proofed it. But it's raw out there. It's raw material. You can go to Sherry Kane, SHERRIKANE.com, and check out my blog. So you just click on the blog section at the top. You'll see the latest two entries. One is our encounter with this attorney who tried to steal our house over and our land over
and evict us from our own property, the ministry's property, our religious property in Pahoa, Hawaii.
And then also, we also had the Google thing.
Oh yeah, there's breaking news. Yeah, a lot of breaking news.
And then
folks,
we have a website which is more in debt. Like my blog is more of it's a summary of everything, but you can go to waronwethepeople.com, which is our website where we document it further quality, so you can really get a greater picture. And then there's another site called Paul, P-A-U-L, Sulla, S-U-L-L-A, Fraud, FRAUD.com. And we're taking on the beast. We're taking on these attorneys who are so corrupt, and they're dealing with judges. They're making deals with them, and they're doing everything possible, working with the CIA to take us out because they don't like us giving you this message.
Yeah, we got more of the connections between the Central Intelligence Agency and what's been happening to the effort to steal our property in Hawaii. You know, the property in Hawaii is one of the most unbelievable. It's a Jurassic Park-like setting, 27 acres that boasts Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas. Can you imagine how powerful healing those steam saunas are, coming from lava-heated steam? And then geothermal warm bathing pools where you get the resonant energy of what's in Hawaii is called the aina, the mana of the aina, the holy spirit of the land. How powerful healing that is. So we were blessed to purchase that property, and it's been litigation from the very day that we began. We've been at it almost 9 years. We've held on to it, and now we're getting to the kind of like the final act in this incredible play that goes way beyond anything that Hollywood is going to give you. But the reality is that we've linked now and found the links to those corrupt attorneys that have been persecuting us and the Central Intelligence Agency that has been trying on behalf of the pharmaceutical cartel to put us out of business and to suppress the natural healing industry itself.
Yep, that's what their game is, and they'll stop at nothing to do it, and Google's involved with them. I mean, this goes really, really deep, and the thing is that since they first started attacking us, they really became on our radar, where we started to investigate them and say, well, what's up with these people that were attacking us? They were attacking Dr. Horowitz since 2007. They started attacking me in 2010 when I was working with Dr. Horowitz. I was starting to go out and expose who these guys were. And that was their objective, is to really take out the voice of anyone that's going to make a difference on the planet. They work with the counterintelligence, which started under J. Edgar Hoover and targeted people like John Lennon and Martin Luther King Jr.
Malcolm X, all of the people who felt that the system itself was getting to be unjust and wanted to secure freedoms that were guaranteed under the United States Constitution. Those became dissidents, political dissidents, and targeted as such for elimination. First, ultimately, the first step was defamation and basically discrediting those leaders in the field. And then subsequently, when that failed, assassination.
Exactly.
So at any rate, we're moving ahead. And again, like Eric said, it's all about faith. It's all about modeling what's true. Instead of going along like a blithering idiot and basically intoxicating yourself and ultimately undermining the blessing that God created within you, that power within you to express yourself optimally with all your gifts, with all your anointings, with your capabilities to fulfill a greater destiny. That is really the best game in town, if you will.
Yep, that's the best game in town. And 528 is the best thing you can do to yourself, is just listen to that kind of music. Listen to music that's been transposed. Listen to music that's been created in 528. And we want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. We'll be back next week at the same time. That's Tuesday night. It's 9 p.m. in Pacific time. It's midnight on the East Coast. And it's 6 p.m. here in Hawaii when we start. So
right. I apologize tonight for the technical challenges we've had, folks. I understand that we'll make it up to you in the archive of this program I guess we'll be splicing together the segments that were audible. So we thank you for supporting the Inside Hour, Dr. Len Horowitz, Sherry Kane, and again, healthyworldstore.com and 528radionetwork.com. Love you, folks. Talk with you next week.
God bless.
Bye for now.